Chapter 1. The Tuning Girl. It was about 4 in the afternoon when a young woman came into the salon of the little hotel at Chur in Switzerland. She placed her chair near the fire. "You are wet," said an elderly lady sitting near her. She was herself trying to get warm. "You ought to change your clothes immediately."
"I don't have anything to change into," the young woman said, laughing.
"Oh, I shall soon be dry."
"Have you lost all your belongings?" asked the lady with concern.
"No," said the young woman. "I had none to lose." The young woman smiled a little mischievously. It was as though she had expected her companion's concern to turn into suspicion. "I don't mean to say that I don't have a bag," she added. "I have walked a long distance from Zurich."
"And where did you leave your companions?" the lady asked with a touch of forgiveness in her voice.
"I am without companions, just as I am without belongings," laughed the girl. And then she opened the piano and struck a few notes.
She touched the keys softly.
Whoever she was, she knew how to make sweet music, music that was sad and full of desire. The lady looked up at the girl and forgot that she had brought neither friends nor belongings with her. She stopped and waited for one moment. Then she took the childlike face between her hands and kissed it.
"Thank you, dear, for your music," she said gently.
"The piano is terribly out of tune," the young woman said suddenly. And she ran out of the room and came back carrying her bag.
"What are you going to do?" asked her companion.
"I am going to tune the piano," the young woman replied. And she took a tuning tool out of her bag and began her work. She seemed to know what she was doing. She hit away at the notes as though her whole life depended upon the result. The lady by the fire was lost in amazement. Who could she be, without belongings and without friends, but with a tuning tool?